On Wednesday, that's when Jojo came here to ask for prayers for Leonie. I had just been talking on the phone with the brother of Sister Barbara. Sister Barbara died 1 month ago tomorrow, our co-founder. Leonie knew her very well. They knew each other very well. They were sisters in the Lord. So I was talking to her brother because the community is preparing an obituary for Sister Barbara. And her brother is the closest to her. So we were talking, I talked a lot with him a lot about their family and some of the history and some of the tragedies and the journey through life. And he told me Sister Barbara died, let's see, she was 86. And her brother is the youngest in the family. He'll be 82 next month. So I came downstairs from that long phone call. I hadn't eaten breakfast yet, and there was a guy sitting there at the table. I didn't know who it was. I don't know you. So I said, I haven't eaten breakfast yet. So I just went in, and then Sister Carol told me, oh, that's the nephew of Leonie. Leonie is very weak, and he's asking if you can go there to anoint her. So my first reaction is, oh, I'll go right away. That's what any priest would say, right away. But then I said, wait a minute. I can't go. That's strictly forbidden. So this is all before I even spoke to you. What am I going to say to this man? How can I say no? So I waited for a while. I don't know what to say. I should go there right away, but I can't. So because the bishop, and aside from the government, I think we could get around the rules of the government, but the bishop also said absolutely no home visits for the clergy. A number of priests have died of COVID-19, and he said don't violate any of the safety protocols. So I couldn't go, and I have offered my apologies to Jojo and to all of you that I couldn't go. And then we put Leonie on our community prayer chain right away. So everybody was praying for her on Wednesday. And in my own prayer, I said, and some people were asking me, aren't you going to go there? Aren't you going to go there? And I said, if I could go there, I would, but I can't. So in my own prayer, I said to the Lord, well, Lord, if you want her to receive the sacraments, keep her with us, keep her healthy and with us until these restrictions are lifted, and then I'll be happy to go there. But if she doesn't need the sacraments, well, then you can take her home. I didn't expect him to answer that prayer so quickly. The very next morning, we learned that she had already passed away. That was Thursday morning. Yesterday. So I was shocked because I thought that he would keep her here to receive the sacraments. But you know the expression in the catechism, God is not bound by his sacraments. That we have to follow as best we can what is revealed, but God is not, he has no limitations. So if he wanted to bring Leonie home yesterday morning, he's certainly free to do it, and I'm sure she was very happy to go home. I haven't had a chance to talk to any of the relatives. I don't know if she just died in her sleep or if she was awake or if she just passed away peacefully. So that's in God's providence. It leaves us in sadness. I'm sure the loved ones who are here and the loved ones who are joining us online are still shocked because it's a big loss. The passage that comes to my mind in relation to Leonie is that expression that St. Paul said, I think it's in one of his letters to Timothy, I have fought the good fight, I have kept the faith, I have run the race. You know that expression. I have fought the good fight, I have kept the faith, I have run the race. Maybe that came to mind because of the Olympics and all the attention on the athletes who worked and struggled and trained and sacrificed, and then they competed at the highest levels before the eyes of the world, and some of them got medals. But Leonie, she lived 85 years, so that's a long race. That's a lot of fighting. That's a long battle. fight the good fight. And I think it applies to her. She fought the good fight. Certainly the Lord welcomes her home after her journey. I have lots of memories of Leonie, but I realized as I was reflecting on it, I only have memories of her in a span of about 10 years. So I was thinking, how could that be? Well, she started coming to Anuin. She was already in her mid-60s. She's probably 65. And I said, I don't know anything about her before that. I don't know where she came from. I don't know what she did. I know she was very devoted to her family. She always spoke about her nieces. That's you? How many nieces does she have? Two? Five? And two, okay, so I just remember her saying about her nieces and her family, and she really loved her family. I was telling you that she brought me twice to visit, that was your daughter, in the hospital, so she had love for her grandniece, I guess she'd be her grandniece, her granddaughter, her uncle. So that was a big part of her life and her heart, but I only knew her, she's already a senior citizen. She became very active in Anuin. She was here very often. She had a very generous heart, serving, giving. She loved music. She loved to sing. She used to join in the choir. She belonged to the seniors group, and I'm sure we have pictures of her in the skits that our seniors used to put on in our celebrations. Probably dressed in costumes, and she enjoyed those things, and I think, how could you not like Leonie? She was a very kindly, joyful person. She's always smiling. I don't know what she was like at home, so I can't, but I'm assuming that's her personality. She was just a very kindly, good woman. So by the time I met her in her mid-60s, she had already developed this faith and this richness and this generosity. By the time I met her, she was already a very fine person. She loved the Lord. She was active in the BCBP. Maybe some members of BCBP are also joining us online. I hope so, because she loved the BCBP also. She belonged to a cell or a small group of the BCBP, and regularly prayed with them. She acted in the parish. I remember seeing her in the parish. One of the last times I remember seeing her was on her 80th birthday. She was right here in the chapel. Someone must have brought her. Was it you? Someone must have brought her here for her 80th birthday. I remember her sitting here. By then she was not very strong, so I think someone must have brought her here for her birthday 5 years ago. Her last years, I know her from maybe about 65 up to about 75, when she was very active here. And then her health started to break down and she started to get weaker. Her back was always giving her trouble, and she had pain, very painful condition. I think she fell a couple of times. So I remember she was on our prayer chain many times because of her illness. And so from 75 to 85, I don't know exactly how she journeyed, but I know she was suffering, and I'm sure joining her sufferings with those of the Lord. So since I don't know more about her, I won't say more, but I want to apply these scriptures to her. Aside from the scripture I just mentioned, she has fought the good fight. She's run the race. She kept the faith. Now that I'm sure does apply to her. But this gospel that I just read, I think is also good for her. Jesus praises the Father for revealing certain things to the childlike. Things that are hidden from the wise and the clever, the learned, the experts of the world. Things that those wise, so-called wise people can't see. The childlike are able to see. And I think Leonie had a childlike spirit. And I think that's why she was so quick to respond in faith. She loved the Lord. She loved the Lord. She loved the faith. She loved the scriptures. She loved the church. She loved the sacraments. She loved the music. She loved community life. That's all evidence of a childlike spirit. a willingness to accept the gifts of God, a willingness to also accept the hardships that go with being a disciple. That's childlikeness. I think she had that. So Jesus praises the Father for hiding these things from the wise and the learned and revealing them to the childlike. Then at the end of this gospel, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." The last thing I heard about Leonie was that she was burdened. She was very weak, getting near the end of her journey. I think Jesus was saying to her, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." That's the gift that he's giving her now, rest. That's why we always say eternal rest grant unto her. Not simply rest from the work, but the rest which is the longing of our restless hearts. We are made for a kind of rest which we can barely imagine in this life. It's the rest that means union with God, communion with the love that is the basis of the whole universe, communion with God. Rest in the glory of God. Rest in the peace of God. Rest in the joy of God. This is what we pray is the reward of Leonie now. "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." We pray that Leonie, after her long life, may be given rest. After her many years of service, of prayer, of sacrifice, of work. I don't even know her work. I know she had a school bus, but I don't. I know, but that was one of the things she did. Maybe she, I don't know. I realize I don't know much about her, except what I do know about her is very beautiful. I think anyone who knew her would have to be attracted to her. She's a very, very, a beautiful heart. And I'm sure that's what God sees. God sees the beauty of her heart and has brought her home. So we entrust her to God and we turn to God in faith to ask for, not only for her eternal glory, but also for consolation for her nieces and nephews, her apos. How many apos does she have? Huh? About 10? I'm sure they're all praying for her too, and maybe are also joining us online. I'm sorry?
One great-grandson.
One great-grandson. Oh my goodness, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, well, the fruit of her life of service. She joins her parents, she joins her siblings who died ahead of her. I know one of her sisters died, Gloria, I think her name was Gloria. So I remember that she was active in Anuin then, I mean, Leonie was. And I don't know how many siblings she had, but we ask that Leonie be reunited with all those who have gone ahead of her. And then we ask Leonie also to prepare the way for all of us to join her in eternal glory.